Committee on Regulated Industries will now come to order. Susan, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson.
Here.
Vice Chair Book. Senator Albritton.
Here.
Senator Gruters. Senator Hooper. Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rusan. Senator Stewart. The quorum is present.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Hooper. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it in to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Members, we're going to take up tab 4, appointments to the Florida Public Service Commission. We have one new appointment. That is Gabriella Pasadomo. Commissioner Pasadomo, please come forward. Raise your right hand. Be sworn as a witness. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, or will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Great. Senator Pasadena, we now have her exactly where we want her for whatever questions you may have.
This doesn't seem fair.
Commissioner Pasadena, you are recognized to address the committee in whatever you want to say.
Thank you, Chair Hudson. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all for the opportunity, the chance to be here today. As you know, I was appointed by Governor DeSantis in May, which, you know, 6 months, it's been a whirlwind of 6 months in the best ways possible. I've learned so much, and I've really loved the job and gotten involved in everything that I can, from both regulating here at the state and getting involved at the national level with the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissions. I'm a member of both the gas committee there and the subcommittee on gas and pipeline safety. So I really just want to take this time to answer any questions that you all may have.
Thank you. And I will say, I told you this on the phone when we spoke, but you have one of the more impressive resumes that has come through this committee. I've chaired this for 4 years, and yours is definitely up there. Any questions for the commissioner? And I would advise you to tread lightly. Senator Stewart.
I am the lightest one you've got. and I really wanted to thank you for coming and spending a lot of your time talking to me in the office. I think that means a lot to us, and we have that one-on-one communication. And I really don't have any questions at all. I just think you're great. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator
Stewart. Any other questions?
Chair Hudson.
Senator Rusan, you're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I, too, want to say thank you for coming by and sitting and talking with me, answering my questions, alleviating all of the horrible fears I might have with vote to support you. But you have been very professional, and I want to thank you. I look forward to voting for your confirmation today.
Any other questions or comments by the senators? Any closing remarks?
No closing remarks to me. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Senator Book moves to recommend confirmation of Commissioner Gabriella Pasadomo. Susan, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Rusan.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Vice Chair Book.
Yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of Commissioner Gabriella Pasadomo is recommended favorably. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, members, we'll now take up Tab 3, Senate Bill 350 on procedures for petitions for utility rate relief. By Senator Bean, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Mr. Chairman, a very good afternoon, and committee members, regulated industries, it's great to be before you. You may know that to go before the PSC for a rate hearing takes a lot of time, money, and energy, both for the electrical provider as well as the PSC to examine the rate case. So much so that in 1993, the legislature created an expedited process called a proposed agency action when it was non-contested, when it was for smaller utilities to go through the process. That statute has never been updated, and now no utility qualifies for an expedited process. This bill today would take the minimum threshold from 500 gigawatts to 1,000 gigawatts. The possibility if somebody does contest an expedited session, it could still receive a full hearing should there be somebody that wishes to further investigate the claim. But that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I haven't explained the bill. Any questions for Senator Bean? Seeing none, I have some appearance forms. I have Ronald Bryce with Chesapeake Utilities waving in support. Larry Williams with Chesapeake Utilities waving in support. Victoria Price, again with Chesapeake Utilities, waving in support. And last, Mark Futrell, speaking for information. For questions only. We have no questions, so thank you for being here, sir. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Bean having waved close. Susan, please call the roll on Senate Bill 350.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Vice Chair Book.
Yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 350 is reported favorably.
Chairman members, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bean. Next, we'll take up tab one, Senate Bill 170 on public records lottery winners by Senator Opolsky. Senator Book is recognized to explain the bill on public records lottery winners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the opportunity to present this bill on behalf of Senator Opolsky. This same bill passed this committee unanimously last year. I think all of us can dream about winning the big lottery and how exciting that might be. But unfortunately, for some people, that dream becomes a nightmare. These winners endure all types of scams, harassment, and even loss of life. Current law exempts from public record the street address and telephone number of winners unless they consent to the release of such information. Senate Bill 170 would allow lottery winners of $250,000 or more to remain anonymous 90 days from the date the prize is claimed unless the winner contends that the release of their name before 90 days expires. After 90 days, the winner's name would no longer be confidential and exempt. To quote the First Amendment Foundation last session, this exemption thoughtfully and properly balances the privacy concerns of lottery winners and the public's right to know. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Book? Senator Rodriguez, now I allow you guys to go back and forth.
This is quick. I would take by that comment that the First Amendment Foundation is either supportive or neutral on the bill. Is that correct?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Senator Book?
One question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Roussan, and again, you guys can go back and forth.
Yeah. When was the last time you won $500,000 from the lottery?
Unfortunately, I never have.
All right. Any other questions for Senator Book? Seeing none, is there debate? I have no appearance forms. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close. Having waived close, Susan, please call the roll on Senate Bill 170.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Vice Chair Book.
Yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 170 is reported favorably. And next, we'll take up tab two, Senate Bill 222 on swimming pool specialty contracting services by Senator Gruters. Senator Gruters, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill addresses the shortage of subcontractors in the swimming pool industry by allowing a swimming pool contractor to contract with an unlicensed individual to provide construction, remodeling, or repair of swimming pools, interactive water features, hot tubs, and spas. Swimming pool contractors remain responsible for the work performed by the subcontractors, and since swimming pool contractors and specialty licensures are very similar, individuals typically obtain a swimming pool contractor license over a specialty license. This has led to a licensure ratio of 11 to 1. It is very difficult to find a specialty swimming pool contractor in Florida. This swimming pool licensure bill was passed favorably last year in this committee, and it remains the same, with additional clarification language related to electricians and plumbers to address a workforce shortage issues related to pool contractors. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gruters, for presenting that. Any questions for Senator Gruters? Yes, Senator Stewart, and you guys can go back and forth with Q&A.
Now, my question is, how many committees did this make it through last year?
Thank you. I believe the last 2 years we've gone through a single committee, and this year it's going to pass. I think hopefully the goal is hopefully there was some confusion of who was covered, who was not. One of the big issues that was outstanding was electricians and plumbers. Would they be able to be contracted, or would that work be able to be done by the pool contractor itself? And the answer to that is no. You would still have to use plumbers and electricians when needed. So when we clarified the language, and so everything this year hopefully is tightened up, and the House has passed the last couple of years, so I hope to pass it this year.
Any other questions for Senator Gruters? Seeing none, I have some appearance forms. Dallas Thiessen is waving in support. That's the Florida Swimming Pool Association. Philip Suderman with Americans for Prosperity is waving in support as well. Mike Canto is here to speak. Thank you for being here, sir. You are recognized when you are ready.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Canto. I'm a second-generation pool builder in Gainesville. Thank you, Senator Gruters, for filing this important bill, and thank you, Chairman Hudson, and the regulated committees for hearing SB 222. I've been in the Florida pool and spa industry for 40-plus years. For years, I've seen the industry suffer due to a shortage of subcontractors. This shortage issue has made it considerably more difficult to serve clients and building contractors. The unnecessary restrictive state and local licensing requirements for industry subcontractors is a large contributing factor to this labor shortage of subcontractors. SB 222 removes these restrictions and gives me the ability to hire the best swimming pool subcontractors available under my license. This bill will put more people to work with good-paying jobs and would help alleviate the subcontractor shortage in our industry. Please support SB 222 today, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time and coming up here to testify in front of us. Next, we have Tony Arredondo waving in support. That is all the speaker cards I have. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Gruters, you're recognized to close.
I just want to say thank you, Chairman, for hearing this early on this year. I think we've been working on this for a couple years, and hopefully we have the language now that we can move it through the process and pass so we can alleviate some of the shortages we have in this industry.
Thank you. I haven't closed on your bill. Susan, please call the vote on Senate Bill 222.
Senator Albritton.
Yes.
Senator Gruters.
Yes.
Senator Hooper. Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Rusan.
Yes.
Senator Stewart. Vice Chair Book.
Yes.
Chair Hudson.
Yes, by your vote, Senate Bill 222 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Anybody miss anything that wants to be recorded? Okay, no one has. Seeing no other business in front of the committee, Senator Gruters moves we adjourn. Without objection, we are adjourned.